Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you tonight. What a blessing it is. God is so good, so real. Praise God. He lives on high, lives on the inside of us. He is still King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Master of everything. He's such a master, he made us masters. Hallelujah. Amen. We are masters of the evil one. Satan is a defeated foe, and we are king, have joined the heavenly kingdom. Amen. Which shall reign forever. And he has given us everything. Not something, not a portion, but everything. We have access to the kingdom. We found out that our faith is just as our faith equal to the kingdom. That means whatever's in the kingdom, I can get it. Hallelujah. And we have been made heirs of God. Joint heir with Jesus. Jesus is risen. He is alive. Hallelujah. He took a seat because he finished. Hallelujah. And he finished everything he was to do on this earth as the Son of Man. He conquered everything. Nothing was left undone. Now he said to us in his departing and going back to take a seat at the right hand of the Father, he said, go in all the world. Didn't he say it? Yes. Go in all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Yes, preach this gospel. Teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's what he said to do. Glory be to God. And we come here to get inspired, to come to praise God. It's something about coming together. I'm going to read it anyway. And somehow believers don't, too many believers don't take this serious. I'm going to read it before I get in my, what we're going to share tonight. And go ahead and put this up, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And I want to, Hebrews chapter 10. And because sometimes we quote stuff, but we need to read it. Amen. Because somehow something happened when you can put your eyes on it. Then you can go, you can write it down and go back and read it again. And it's in Hebrews chapter 24. Hebrews 10, 24. And now let us consider one another. Do what? See, sometimes we forget about one another, but in these days in which we live, we ought to be conscious of your brother, your sister, your neighbor, especially your fellow believer. He said, let us consider one another to do what? Provoke unto what? Because there's a lot of strife trying to get in among the saints. Y'all hear me? There's a lot of strife trying to get in among the family, the husband, the wife, and the family, cousin, and the neighbor down the street. Especially, there's a lot of strife because Satan knows, he doesn't know everything, but he knows there's something up. He don't know exactly what it is. So he's trying to run ahead of time and mess you up and keep you out of it. But I got some good news for you tonight. And we and you know what? We, and the Lord gonna shine the light tonight. Hallelujah. And so what you need to do is get on your phone, you know, still playing all those games and all that stuff, young people and everybody. So now watch it. He said, let us consider one another to provoke unto what? Love and what else? And good works. Keep going. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And that's what a lot had done. We let this stupid COVID and all this stuff, and then we got to wake the people up. You ever notice I never stop? He never stopped. I never stopped. Amen. Amen. We have excuses, but we got to get rid of the excuses, because what he's saying here is more important than what excuse we got for not being here. You say, oh, I'm doing good. Okay, don't be dumb now. Because doing good, not following good, going to lead you somewhere you don't want to be. Amen, amen, amen. So he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, how? Together, as the manner of what? Some is. Isn't that true? Am I in the house where we have a congregation that's doing that? As the manner some is. But do what? Exhorting one another. As so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's here. My wife shared on the prayer line the other night, I believe it was Monday night, she was reading this book about all the terrible persecution. And when you go to these other countries where you got more Muslim than you do believers, they persecute you hard. They kill you. They threaten people. They put them in jail. They try to make them deny their faith and do everything to, and they have what to call underground churches. They have to hide. But look at you. And listen to me if you're viewing me online, and you're acting like you're too unlearned to come and assemble. You see that scripture, you see it up there, it's on the screen. And God wasn't joking when he said that. And we get so loose, and then we want to be so blessed. And we are so blessed, but you can't receive so blessed if you don't obey the scripture. That the blessing is there, it didn't go away, but you're not going to walk in. You may be experiencing something now and seem like it's working pretty good, but look around. After a while, here you come a crying. And when you don't even have to go through that, you just go down, you just get in a path of light and keep traveling. Stop taking these detours. Bring you all kind of hurt and pain, stuff that you don't need. Amen. Did I help anybody? Amen. I sure want to encourage you. Amen. Stop that. And say, I'm going to be here because they need me. I need them. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about, and this is right in line with what we're talking about. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. We are only 25 days from Christmas. Don't you know that? I said we're only 25 days from Christmas. Amen. So, praise God, we're only 31 days to the end of 2022. Hallelujah. Hadn't it been a good year? Amen. Amen. How many of you want to do better the coming year?